Okay. The Gemara says, we'll start again from Amar Rabbi Yehuda Abolei Sar Shivarech Mayim Avarech Mar Papi Amar Mishmei De Rava Livar Chametz Mar Papi Mishmei De Rava Albir Chametz Belivar. And it seems to me the machlokas is a matter of tense. Belivar Kuli Amlo Pligi Divide Lava Mashma. Livar means what I'm about to do, right? Livar, to do something. Ki Pligi Ba Albir Mar Sover Me Kar Mashma Mar Sover Lava Mashma. And we'll assume for now, like Tosfos, that, you know, it's a question of, you know, what its main meaning is. That, I always forget who says which. Rav Puppy says that al bir means something I've already done. Therefore, I wouldn't say al on something I'm about to do. And Rav Papa says la ba mashma, just like le. Mason, al hamila, you say the bracha beforehand, yet you say al, that proves la ba mashma. Like Rav Papa. So the answer is no, they bring in another factor. How can you say there's a different reason? Meaning there's a new factor here. The factor is it obligatory? Or rather, is it obligatory on you for now? It's how can you say? You can't say Hashem commanded me lamol. Right? The assumption is here, even though it's in the plural, it's referring to me specifically. Can't say Hashem commanded me lamol, because, right, it's not good enough. I don't have to mal your son. I don't have to be a mal. That's a volunteer. Therefore, whatever is rishus, you have to say al, because you can't say Hashem commanded me to do it. But you can say Hashem commanded me regarding the matter, because it's one of the matters that Hashem told me to be aware of. Avi Aben Ma'ikul Amemer and Achanami. What about if the father mals his own son? Then obviously Hashem did command him. Then Echonami says Lamol, right? Like the Rambam Paskins. Meisvei Baruch Shem Sotso Al Hashchita. But you say before you shecht, so actually Al Hashchita, that proves that it is Lahaba. Asam Nami Hechi Neima Neima Lishcha Losagid Labim Shachet. Right? The they're also the reason we say Al Hashchita is because it is Rishos, because it's you don't have to shecht if you don't want to eat meat. You don't have to. If you don't want to eat meat, you don't have to shecht. It's Rishos Gomer. A passive kachem eiklamir. Have a passive kachem when you have to shecht. The assumption here is also, obviously, there's a personal obligation to shecht your pesach and kachem, right? If I bring a carbon pesach or a carbon, I'm personally responsible to shecht it or make sure that someone shechts it. So, Enechanami, that's the Rambam Paskins, right? You say lishkot in that case. Meisvei ha'osalul v'atzmo m'var shech yonim ki yonim yonim lazman hazeh. Not the lots, but Omar Shek Shem, so it's an Alantil Slulav. So why do you say Alantil Slulav? If not the lots, but we pick it up before we're Yom Tse, before we do the mitzvah. Shani Hassan, the Bein and Dagba, Nafik Bey. No, over there, once you pick it up, you're already Yom Tse. And therefore, you're making a bracha on the past. And Al, I guess everyone agrees that Al is at least also Lisha Avar, Meikara Mashma. Ihahi Lotzisbo, quote, Lotzisbo, end quote, question mark. Quote, Yatzabo, end quote, me bidle. Shouldn't have said, Latzisbo, you're about to be Yotze. Should have said, you were already Yotze. And Achanami, really, you're right. We shouldn't have combined them as they say, but Leishim is so good, Tani Rishon. I mean, Latzisbo should have said, Yatzabo, but to be parallel to the Seifa of Leishim, it says in the Risha, Latzis, the Kalani Seifa, also so good, Leafa, and Rachel Hashem. Telekinim al Cholam Shechir, and Kiman, and Yotze, 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 okay. What do we know so far? We know so far that if you already don't say like lulav, you for sure say al. If you don't have to do it, it's rishus, like, or you do it for someone else, which is rishus for you to do, like shchita, most shchitas and most milas, then you say al. The question is, what about everything else? Right? Do you say al or leh? So, v'helchasa al biur chametz. Okay, the question is, what does this mean, v'helchasa al biur chametz? Right, the simplest way to read the, what does it mean, helchasa al biur chametz? So, one way to read the Gemara is, v'helchasa al biur chametz, meaning that al is also l'haba mashma. But here comes the problem, right? If al is l'habal mashma, but less man depaling, everyone agrees, le is l'habal mashma. So why would it be hilchasa al biur chametz? You should be able to say should be Hilfasa. I mean, the two choices should be either Hilfasa Lidvar Chametz, because only living the future, and now in the past it's inappropriate, or Hilfasa, either way. So what's Pshat and Hilfasa Albi or Chametz? So here we have, the truth is, the way I count, you know, it really depends how you subdivide when you count different Pshatim, when you count the variation of the same shot, when you count different Pshatim. I count seven. I mean, he also, not that he counts, but he lists seven different paragraphs of Pshatim. The one Pshat is what sounds like from Rashi, and the first day in Tosos says, Rashi, the Hilchsa Albir Nami Lahaba Mashma. Albir also means Lahaba, just like Lid Va'er. And what did Rashi say earlier in the end of Zayin Amin Aleph? Bilavar, right over here, it says on the Hilchsa, Al is also okay. You put that together with the last Rashi Zayin Amin Aleph, Bilavar, Kuliyama Lapli, Galaba Mashma, Vishavi Dami. Kuliyama Lapli, that Livayer means what you're about to do. And Shaper Dummy, and it's fine. So it sounds like everyone agrees Labba is fine. Hilfsa Al is also fine. That's the first thing. Tosos says Tosos. Hilfsa Al Birchai says Yachalu Lower Kane. Sh'avzel Lashon Mashma Lahaba. Okay, first thing Tosos, meaning the Hilfsa Al Bir means you can do whatever you want. Right? You can say whatever you want. That is the shot of seemingly Rashi. Put the other Rashis, and the first day, okay, Tosos, what do we mean? The Hilfsa. I'll be your chametz, meaning, let's remember the background. What's the background? What have we established so far? We've established so far three rules, right? Oseh la'achirim o'rishos, you say al. Second rule, which is sort of obvious from the very beginning, mevarech achar ha-mitzvah, you say al. That's sort of obvious from the very beginning. The question is, what about a stop case, right? The normal case. What about the normal case? Meaning, ose mitzvah la'atzmo shemechuyev la'asoso u'mevarech over la'asiyasa, right? To use the phrase that's the next line of the Gemara. What does that mean by hilch bat b'yurchavitz l'chora? What do we mean? So, one, Rashi and Tosfos first shot says either way. Okay, that's possible. The only tricky part is not what it sounds like from Hilchas Al Bir Chametz. Okay, that's not what it sounds like from Hilchas Al Bir Chametz. But you can say whatever you want. And also doesn't terribly match the Mini Gestral already. By the time of Rashi and Tosos, that's mentioned in place in Shas, that there are specific ways we say brachos. Okay, but you could say, you know what? Why are there specific ways we say brachos? No reason. Why in Shas, in this case, does it happen to mention that Lahablik Ner Shel Chanukah, and this place it happens to mention something? No reason. You can say whatever you want. That's Rashi. But if you want to take the Hilchsa Al Bir Chametz a drop more seriously, then what would you say? You want to say, yeah, you can say whatever you want, but still there's a reason to say I'll be your chametz. Who says, really, you can say whatever you want, which is possible, but what? The Ravid, right? The Ravid says this is also, okay, the Tosfos in Paris, I didn't put in the chorus, quotes this from Asari Kotzi also, in slightly different words, but okay, everyone quotes from the Ravid, right? The Ravid's good enough. Says the Ravid, he says, really, you can say whatever you want, but he has to defend Hilchasa I'll be your chametz. You can say whatever you want, but he has to defend Hilchasa I'll be your chametz. How does he defend Hilchasa Al Bir Chametz? Exactly, meaning you could say whatever you want, but a Talmud Chacham should use the bracha to show a halachic chiddush. Okay, based on a Gemara, which Pshuto seems to mean that a brachos, that if you could say motzi or hamotzi, a Talmud Chacham should say the one that's a chiddush, not the one that's obvious. So therefore, a Talmud Chacham should say Al Bir Chametz for a chiddush, right? So he says, theoretically, either way, definitely you don't say either way. You know, I wouldn't even, maybe even you'll say midina lechachila either way. But you're not a Talmud Chacham, right? But, you know, miberkosa, because my brother, Shabbatah, Nicker, M, Talmud Chacham, who, meaning, you should teach a chiddush. And the only way to teach a chiddush, say albiyur, because livayur is obviously okay, and only albiyur is controversial. Okay, that's the ravid. The tricky part of the ravid is, so how come in every other mitzvah we don't say al to teach the chiddush? Right? And that's, okay, that's basically for Rambam. I'll just ask on him. L'chor, what you have to say for the ravid is that he's really very, very close to Rashi in the first day of Tosfos. Really, you could do whatever you want. And in every bracha, do whatever you want. And there's a minhag, okay. Some minhagim, all Jews have some minhagim in different countries, different places, different minhagim, as we see. Besides, we showed them started changing the yourselves. They all started with different yourselves in some of the brachos. Davka in Bir Chametz, because that's the sugya where a puppin or a puppy happened to talk. It's coincidence. It's historical coincidence where a puppin or a puppy happened to be discussing Bir Chametz. But since that's where they happen to have their discussion, in that case, where they had the discussion, a Talmud Chacham should show how we paskin, should show that we paskin like Rav Papa. But in the other things, which was not their main discussion, you don't have to teach the Kiddush. Enough to teach the Kiddush in one mitzvah. I guess that's what he would have to say, because we don't teach the Kiddush in every mitzvah. We say, L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, for example. And, you know, I don't remember if the right thing, what years we have in all mitzvahs. He said, somebody say Likros HaHalol, etc. Okay, so we don't teach the Kiddush in every mitzvah, but we teach the Kiddush in the mitzvah where the machlokas was about. That's what you have to say to defend the right. Okay, these two pshatim are similar, right? They're similar in that the maskana is either way. Okay, another possibility is that the maskana is, and this is the sheet of the Rambam. According to Rambam, what's the maskana? In a normal case of a chiyuv that a person does for himself, when he makes the bracha beforehand, what does he do? Lit. The Rambam says the normal case is lit. The Rambam actually, here's what's fascinating about the Rambam. The Rambam actually paskins like, you didn't listen to my question carefully. The Rambam actually paskins like Rav Papi. I mean, not. The Rambam actually paskins like Rav Papa. But he theoretically ends up paskins like Rav Papi. What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds that in the normal case, what do you do in the normal case? Should teach a chiddush. The Rambam holds in a normal case. Leh. So why I'll be your chametz? Not what everyone says, I'll be your chametz, because al is really okay. Right? Meaning, what is he fundamentally paskin? Rashi and Tosfos fundamentally paskin that al mehabah mashma. Al mehabah mashma. The Rambam paskins al meikara mashma. Al meikara mashma. So why do we say I'll be your chametz? Where's the Rambam? Because according to the Rambam, we are making the bracha after being chametz, like lulav, right? Normally leh, but your chametz is like lulav, and then you make the bracha afterwards. How do you make the bracha afterwards? After all, we all know you make the bracha beforehand. So this is a Rambam, narrowly that it's a Rambam l'shitase. Right? Remember, what's the, at least one l'shitase, right? Okay. Yemenite Gira says maybe we can even have two. What's the Rambam shita? The Rambam is very, very, is perhaps unique. What did the Torah mean by Tashbisu? What did the Torah mean by Tashbisu? Bittel. Bittel. And the Iker Mitzvah is Bittel. I'm Shidrach, one of them, Tafa Bedika. Right? And if you make, the Rambam says Tashbisu, and the Rambam assumes, here we see that he assumes that, but I think it fits with other things we said, that you don't need a formal Lysa to do Tashbisu. Meaning Tashbisu is not a hefker or some other formal miser where you do not mira and you just do it at a certain time, in a certain place, etc. Tashbisu is in your lathe. It's how you authentically feel inside. So says the Rambam, anyone who's doing B'digas Chametz, I'll add these words to the Rambam to make things work out better. Once we know that Habodik Tzar Sheyivarech and Dafavam Beis, and even if a Yid doesn't know that, not every Yid knows Dafavam Beis, but and every yid knows, right? They all know that says in the Siddur that you say bittul. So everyone who does bedika is already deciding to say the bittul when he's done. So he's already been mevatel in his leiv, right? So everyone has already done the bittul, as the Rambam says. The Rambam gives the rules. I know he adds like one subtle rule that's not in the Gemara, the in-between case, right? What if you're doing it for yourself and other people? Okay, that's not in the Gemara. But what the Rambam says fits the Gemara, right? Where the Gemara say, Rishos, you say al, Achiv, you say le, but it depends if you're doing it for yourself or other people. What if you're doing it for yourself and other people? So then he says, well, it depends if it's a total Chiv or a little Rishos. You know, that's Machriya, because for other people is like less obligatory. So it's for myself and other people. If it's mainly less obligatory because I only have to do it if I do some other things, then it's a Rishos. If it's mainly more obligatory because I totally have to do it, it's a Chobah. Okay, that's not against our Gemara. That's just sort of filling it in between detail. The Ikar says, the Rambam, he brings down our Gemara with that in-between detail, which we're not getting into now. I got this whole, so whatever, there's a lot of kashas of the Rambam from all kinds of brachos that he doesn't deal with here, but we're not going to get into that now. What does he say at the end? After he finishes quoting our Gemara, he says, and lulav, you make al because you say the bracha afterwards. And beer comics also. You say, Al Shemisha Shagamar believe a levatal, not says Mr. Abir Kodum Shiyivdo. Because as soon as you decided you do bittul, and by starting to figure you decided to bittul, you already finished it and you make the bracha afterwards, like Lulav, Shemavarech Achar HaMitzvah. Right? And you have no choice but to be Mivarech after the mitzvah. Because you can't say the bracha until you're about to start bittika when you've already decided to do bittul in your heart. Right, and again, bittul is not a formal thing. You get to decide when you want it to be chal. Bittul is just your natural feeling in your heart. Okay, that is the Rambam. The Meiri here, he goes to town. I said he has seven different shatim, if you count. And he likes this approach to the Rambam in general. Right? As a matter of fact, he says, this is my pshat. And he says, and the Rambam says almost the same as me, just with, you know, one thing differently. His question was something like that. He acknowledges that he's like the Rambam. He's actually the opposite of the Rambam in one sense. But he's like the Rambam in terms of the basic lumdus. And that's what his lashon is. He says something like, all right, maybe I'm not going to find where he says the Rambam. It's very long. All right, wherever he quotes the Rambam, he says something along those lines. What does he say? what does he say? He says that really also, meaning the Stam case, says the Meiri, this the Pshat himself says. Normally you say Le. Normally you say Le. Right? But says the Meiri, and really, on a stam mitzvah, you say le. But why do you say al for beer chametz? And remember what the Meiri himself said? I think it's the fourth shot in the order which he brings it. First he brings Rashi, then he brings
Because you're going to burn it tomorrow.
Exactly.
You're going to burn it tomorrow.
Exactly. Normally le, but your chametz is an exception because remember we had a bodi tzar shivatel, right? And we had a chakira. Why is a bodi tzar shivarech? A bodi tzar shivarech on the mice of the deacon in itself regards what you do tomorrow, or that's on the haskalah of what you can do tomorrow. And we decide we're daik in the Meiri, like the derech of the bra, that really you're making a brach on the beginning of the beer tomorrow. Just like the Gemara says, even if you don't find anything, it's okay, because just like Hamapil, you're allowed to say a bracha when you start something, even if it might not finish. That was what we're diving in the Meiri. So the Meiri thinks the etzem, the bracha's on the beer tomorrow. Right? There's just a haskala of the beer tomorrow. But beer chametz is an exception because here is the opposite of the Rambam. It's the same basic structure of the Rambam. The etzem, you make lit on everything. The etzem, we possibly burn papi and kolator kula. Only in beer chametz, we possibly like burn papa. For one special thing about beer chametz, but instead of the special thing about beer chametz being that in time you've been mekayim before the bracha, it's the opposite. That chronologically you're mekayim way after the bracha, right? Because you're not doing the real mitzvah until tomorrow. What's his yesod? His yesod is that it's not that le is for something you're going to do, and al is for something you already did. Then it would make sense. If you're not going to do it for another day, then it should be a le squared or something. No. His point, I think, is that le is over las yasa. Le means I'm about to do it. I'm going to do it now. When I say I'm going to do something, it means I'm going to do it now. If I'm not about to do it, either because I did it already, like lulav, or because I'm doing it tomorrow, like bir chametz, right? Again, he says about bir chametz, shudig mashmo, the burning. Then I say al. So that's what he says. He paskins really like mandomar al meikara mashmo. What it really means, is that le equals over las yasan, and al equals not over las yasan, either past or distant future. Either you did it in the past or you're doing it in the distant future. Okay, that is the Meiri. But the answer is everything's leh except for beer chametz is an exception. That's what I'm putting with the Rambam, that he finds an excuse to make beer chametz an exception. He's also making light materials love just in an opposite way. But there's a commonality. I'll mention, and this I think is a bit dachuk. That's the 3 brought 7. We'll go to 70 codes from Gdoli HaDoros, which usually means la shlama. I didn't check if it's la shlama here. Meiri b'shem gedolei hadoros, he says normally leh, but anyone with the gedolei hadoros says he does not compare b'dikas chametz to lulav. Instead, he compares b'dikas chametz to your chametz. Is like shchita. It's rishos. I use your chametz rishos, and I get dachuk. I'm not super convinced of it. You don't have to be. You don't have to do bedika. Okay, I mean that's.
Rebbe, excuse me.
It's a little.
Could I ask
dachuk? He's like half the mitzvot. What?
Something back on the Meiri. When you say you're making the bracha now for something you're doing tomorrow, that's a little, I mean, how do you make a bracha for now? I understood it that it's a continuing. You started now and you're finishing later, that it's a continuing mitzvah the whole time.
Let's see what he what he says here. He says, Ela ikar dvarim, that, what does he say? Let's read it, fine. One second, let me go back a little. Yeah, I'm reading you the Meiri. Shemeachar shar bracha hu itam revi. Shemeachar shar bracha hu beer rabir ein nasa ad lamachar ein roi levarich belamid. The bracha on the beer which is being done tomorrow. Shosu merch lamid and shosham I said teichof the bracha. Right, that's over las yasa teichof tachof. Right, he really seems all the tchilas on my still, but they got take of the bracha. Even though the beginning, which the bedika is right now, but he really seems to be focusing that the ikar. I don't think what he means, it's two equal halves, and you're starting now and doing later. I think what he really says is the ikar is later. Oh, you mean the bracha now, because the tchila is now. But I think he really means the ikar is later. Let's say, if you want, I can
you're
say.
Starting now. You have to have something starting now.
Yeah, can't you're starting now, Seder. Fair enough. You're starting now. But the point is, he's not a Rebbe Nutam, according to some shittas. He doesn't mean you're starting now and doing later, and it's like equally now and later. He means you're starting now, but you're not really doing the mitzvah until later. I think that's clearly what he's saying. What did the Gedolei Doros say? Again, this Gedolei Doros is dachuk. It's going to be hard to defend the Gedolei Doros just because, you know, there's like a gazillion mitzvahs like this. How many mitzvahs only apply in certain circumstances? but lemaiser in the circumstances. But nonetheless, that's the Gedolei Dor say. They say Elishel Chalukin Aleinu. They say just like we say, except for some exceptions. And what does he say? They agree that normally do everything Balamid, but etc. Okay, it is rishos. Okay, it's like shkita because it's not rishos. It's like rishos because if you know, here it's an interesting question. This is the famous question of Mishnah Berurah that everyone deals with every year. You know you never brought chametz there, or even like, let's say you know you cleaned it yesterday, it's clean now. That's not clear from this line that you can't know. Because if you know, so let's just say if you know it's clean without getting into, you know, all the different dargos of knowing it's clean and what's a good for chametz to do. There's no need for a bedika. Okay, I admit this is a bit of a stretch in the concept of what's called a rishus. You have to then ask, but she doesn't go through every single mitzvah. I mean, so does that mean that mezuzah is also rishus? Because if you want to sleep in the street and not live in a house, you don't need a mezuzah. Does that mean, many other things like that? I don't know. I'm not sure. What do these three pshatim have in common? What these three have in pshatim is that. Again, according to Rashi and Tosos and Tosos first shot and the Ravid, right? Tosos second shot is there's a reason, but he doesn't tell you what it is. So it's not so helpful, right? You can do either way, or you could theoretically do either way, but be a talmud chacham. According to these shotim, no, a stam mitzvah is belamed. Stam mitzvah is belamed, and biur chametz is an exception. Maybe there's one or two other exceptions, but not more than that. Stam mitzvah is belamed. So why is biur chametz an exception? Either because it's you're making the bracha after you do it, big chiddush the Rambam, of which he reads into the Hilchazah. Or because you're not doing it till tomorrow, chiddush of the Meiri, or because like Roshos, biggest chiddush of the Gedolei HaDoros. That's the Gedolei, even the Gedolei HaDoros.
Yeah, I hear what you said. That's not a bad shot. What you're saying is that the Gedolei HaDoros, he doesn't mean anything which you could have avoided this situation for shucks, because then half the mitzvahs in the Torah are, shucks. What he means is that anything that you could have avoided the situation and still, maybe here also, as long as you know that it's clean, that's just is good if you make certain assumptions, which let's grant that you can make. Okay, I hear the time. I like that idea. Sounds good to me. Okay, now the most popular pshatim are, of course, the one the Rush calls Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva are let's just briefly put them on the board. Vav and Zion, what of Vav and Zion have in common? What they say is, what's the case of Osa Mitzvah La'atzmo Shemachuri Vasoso Umavarech over Lasiyas in the Stam case? The Stam case this is probably a toast that have in mind by right? Find a
reason for the bracha. What do they say? They say it's that in a stam case where you might think you're the choice, or the Rashi, you'd have the choice in lit and al. Really, there's a rule that tells you whether it's lit or al. There are just two candidates for the rule. What are the two candidates for the rule? One is the Sabab and one Rabbeinu Tam. Who agrees with Rabbeinu Tam? The Ravon agrees with Rabbeinu Tam, who's in the brackets, and Rav Moshe Bar Yosef. Right? The Ramban quotes the Rabbi quoting Moshe Bar Yosef. Moshe Bar Yosef is very chashuv, right? Okay, we don't learn this far by Moshe Bar Yosef, because I don't think he had this far by Moshe Bar Yosef, but he was the Rebbe of the Raven and the Balamor. He's, I think, the main Rebbe of the Raven and the Balamor, meaning, you know, you could call him, you know, one of the pillars of the Masorah of Provence. What does he say? What's the rule? Burnt our way to town. If you're finishing it now, you say al, and if it continues, then you say le. That's, he says, being a rule not found in the Gemara, right? Not found in the Gemara, not perhaps hinted at in the Gemara, but not hinted at in the Gemara, not found in the Gemara, that's his rule. His rule is if, let's call Asiyasa Gvar Mitzvasa, right? I think Rabbeinu Tam himself used that Lashon, right? Isn't that Lashon in the Sefer Yashar, or maybe not? Maybe I'm just remembering. Asiyasa Mitzvah Gvar Malachta, right? If, if you Asiyasa Gvar Mitzvasa, again, then you say, if, here it's a little unclear, where Rabbeinu Tam started, notice, saying is that if you have to keep doing it again and again and again all the time, right? Something you do once versus something you do all the time, although that didn't seem to last. That didn't last very long, right? What do you want to say first? First, you want to say, so the mitzvah you have to do once, you say, ow, right? So, for example, what are examples? Out that you're not bad. Depending on what altiels came, you total this clean once. Maybe you'll get another clean. This altiel suda, you wash once for this suda. Al mikra megillah, you read it once. Al achilas mar. Achilas matzah. Al afreshas challah was his version, even though it's not ours. But something you have to do all the time, like tefillin and tzitzis. Again, don't mention the art tefillin. Maker, then you have to fill it all day. You have to tzitzit all day. You have to learn Torah all day. Sukkah, you have to sit in the sukkah all day. Then you say, you have to keep doing it again and again and again and again. However, then he got stuck with Hanukkah. Why did he get stuck with Hanukkah? Because the Gemara has the Gersa of Hanukkah, right? The Gemara says in the Memelik, what brachas do you say? And that's all three brachas as the Gersa of the Gemara, right? Lehad l'kner shal Hanukkah. The problem with lehad l'kner shal Hanukkah is you only fly it once. Hey, you have to light tomorrow, but you don't have to keep lighting it all day long. So he got a little stuck there. So then he had to say, well, it doesn't necessarily mean a mitzvah tediris, right? First, he wants to say only a mitzvah tediris, mitzvah you have to do all the time, right? Even Sukkot has a mitzvah you have to do all the time, because this week you have to do it all the time. Then he says, no, it must be a mitzvah that continues. And Chanukah also continues because Achitekla has to burn Achitekla regal menashok, which became a little tricky because we paskin kibsa, esav, and blah. That you just have to light it with oil. Okay, it doesn't actually have to burn. But apparently, yesh lachkor in the men, the din of kibsay and zaf implies that all you need is a maisa bucket. We don't really care if it burns. Or no, we really want it to burn just because our mekel, that it's too hard for you to have to stand over it and keep fixing it. So apparently, he thinks we really want it to burn. It's just a kula that kibsay and zaf implies. So, what does it say? It says a continuing mitzvah. Right? A mitzvah, I don't know, nimsheches, that continues. Then you say, b'lashon leh. That is the pshat of Rabbeinu Tam. Here he, if it's
dragging. Why doesn't he get stuck with matzah then?
What?
Because matzah also, why doesn't he get stuck with matzah then? It should be lechol matzah. because you have to eat the afikoman and the korach and all that kind of stuff.
So I guess he will assume that, I mean, let's assume for now at least, that no, the ikar is to eat the beginning of matzah. Maybe afikoman is a different mitzvah. I know this matzlok is in the 10th parak over how matzah works. But let's assume the simple shot is that you're eating the matzah now. Korach is a minhag, afikoman is a minhag, etc. Let's not worry about that. Okay, what are the main problems that that Rabbi Tam has? The main problems Rabbi Tam has are Hanukkah. After all, the Hadagash of Hanukkah, which Rabbi Tam says, and this is, you know what, I think everyone quotes Rabbi Tam, brings down, says, because it has to last half an hour. In fact, it has to last half an hour. For me, and you go on and on and on. Again, assuming it's a little bit, I don't care. The Ravon says a little differently. The Ravon says, because you have to light two candles, or three candles, or four candles. And the Ravon, he has a slightly different version than Rina. He says, whenever it's one mice, you say le. If it's two mice, you say al. If it's two mice, you say le. The Rabbeinu Tam says, no, only if it's something that goes on for a long time. So here it's slightly a little different. And that's why the Ravon does not have a problem with Hanukkah. Right, says the Ravon, he said a little different. Maisa achas is al, and shnei masim, or more, of course, is with le, and therefore he says Hanukkah is no problem. 7/8 of the time you say the bracha, you have to do two masim. They also get stuck. He has an easier time explaining because you have a break between the prakim, so you have to read many prakim. You don't read all the prakim together. You read each parak as a separate unit, and then you see your answer, the haluka, to the chazak at the end. Okay, so the Ravon has an easier time with Hanukkah. What do you do with? What are the questions? Is Hanukkah, right? Lehadlik ner, even though it's over soon, shofar. Of course, that's only Lukas Halo. I don't think there's another opinion about that. Shofar and Halel. So, says the Ravon, all of these have more than one Maisa. Have Kama Maasim. Right? Because Hanukkah, at least on the 2nd through 8th day, you light many candles. Halal, you say many prakim. And shofar, you say many sets of shofar blasts. For Rabbi Yotam, the Rush, Udi'ime, explain Rabbi Yotam the Rush. All these are considered mitzvos, right? Why are they dragged out continuing mitzvos? Not because you have to light multiple candles. That would only be one thing. But because it has to last for half an hour. And shofar, not because you have to do tkiya, tru, tkiya, tkiya, tru, tkiya, tru, tkiya. That would count as one mice. It's not like the Ravon. But because the Iker mitzvah is the little shofar, I'll say you're a brachos, and then it takes all day. And likewise, Halel, which gets, which is the most difficult one, says, well, since you have to stop and listen to the chazan and then continue again, it's considered to be a very dragged out Indian. Here he comes closer to the Ravon, and then the Rush, he doesn't like that. That's the weakest one, right? They say, no, these are all Nemshach, Bemeshach, Zman Rav. These all take a long time. Okay, shofar, if you add the Seder of Brachos, which Rav One doesn't have to make sense. Hanukkah, if you add Shemtefel Rekman and Ashok, which Rav One doesn't have to make sense. Halal is a little tricky, because all they can add is that you have to wait and answer the chazan and then continue, which isn't really dragging out for so long. But Bedochak, and that's why the Rush Bedochak tries to find another answer for Halal, right? Because he knows this is Hildochak. And his other answer is also said,
Rebbe, I'm having a very hard time with the transmission. Ah, is it just by me?
No, it's everybody. There's
everybody has a transmission. He has a bad bav.
The real Hallel is just.
I don't have any reception at all.
I can make myself a what's it called?
You make a hotspot and try it that way.
Yeah. Brachos, and by Hallel, it's very dafok. The Sefer stretches out. It doesn't really stretch out. You just answer, say a few hallelujahs in the middle.
Bednarz, we had a lockout for about 2 minutes. We lost the last 2 minutes.
Okay. What I was saying is that the difference between the Ravon and Rabbeinu Tam is that the Ravon says whenever it's more than one action, therefore, you get a lit, and therefore it's easier to say Hanukkah, you light 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 candles, and except for the first night, but that's only 12.5% of the time. Shofar, you have to put multiple blasts. And Hallel, you say multiple prakim, and since you say Hallelujah in between the prakim, so they count as different meisim. For Rabbeinu Tam, it's a little harder. He thinks even 2 meisim, as long as it's right away, you'd say Al, only if it really stretched out forever. So Hanukkah, you can say stretched out forever, you have to add Tichlor Regel and Ashok. Shofar, to make it stretch out forever, you add Seder HaBrachos, which takes hours in our shuls. And for Hallel, it's a little tricky. They say, oh, that also lasts forever, because you have to stop and answer the chazan in the middle. Even though it doesn't really make it last so long, which is why the Rush knows that Hallel is the most dochuk, and he tries to give another answer. Hallel is dochuk, and therefore, Lachain Mintarates or Rush. Therefore, Rush has to give a second answer for Hallel because he knows it's dachuk to say Hallel stretched out for a long time, because it really doesn't. And his second answer is also a little dachuk. He says the main Hallel is not a yontif. The main Hallel is when Hashem saves us from a historical threat. And since that's something that doesn't happen regularly, therefore you say leh. Not clear to me why something that doesn't happen regularly gets a leh instead of an al. It's too many things that you don't want to say al on something that's part of your lifestyle. On Hashem commanded us on this thing. On a thing means it's part of our lifestyle. It's like something we're aware of all the time. On. If something only happens once in a historical era, then you have to say leh, not on something that is part of our consciousness. It's leh when the historical thing happens, we have to do it. But again, that he just made up a rule. Plus, he just made up that the real bracha is on Hallel when Hashem saves you from, you know, Saddam Hussein, not on Hallel and Yadif, which is all a big fish. Okay, so Hallel, he ends up being Nidchak a little. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Daniel.
I was just thinking now, actually,
feel
like
on every word almost, okay, so you really stretch it out. It's still a little funny because you're still just saying it, like twice as many words, and still it's not really stretching it out. It's just like you're taking a little longer to say it, but I guess at a certain point you'd say, no, now I'm stretching it out all day. No, it's hard to know where to draw the line. Okay, interesting. Now, this is Rabbeinu Tam. Let me just ask for one moment. And here it gets a little tricky. Like, what's shot in Rabbeinu Tam? According to Rabbeinu Tam, what is the sort of lundus, if any, of the difference between le and al, according to Rabbeinu Tam? Lundus of Rabbeinu Tam. Why, when I do it and I'm yotze, I'm finished, do I say al? And when it's something that stretches out, I say le? So I think the simplest shot in Rabbeinu Tam is that it's not lundus. Simple shot, I admit, and everyone is that it's not lundus. It's just grammar. So here it could be, you know, maybe it's just grammar. What is the grammar? lasos, to do something, means, you know, what I'm doing now. I'm doing something means whatever I'm doing. Or you could say maybe it's a bit of a lungus. I'm just asking, like, what's the main time's reason? thank you. That's it. Yes, sorry, I apologize. Thank you. Maybe just grammar. Sorry. Leh, thank you. Means to keep doing something. I said, yeah, I'm going to keep doing it. That's what he thinks of the grammar. Leh means to keep doing it. And al means it's neutral, right? Leh means to keep doing something, and therefore you say leh when I'm going to keep doing it. But I'm not going to keep doing it, I don't say leh. Leh means hemshadius in grammar. Maybe it's just grammatical sheet up. Or maybe it's a little lundish. Maybe it's lundish. There's a big deal, and hopefully we'll get to, right? This mostly comes up in the 10th parak. Is the bracha more to do with the maisa mitzvah or the kiyu mitzvah? Maybe you are being Thomas saying is that leh means, or sorry, leh, if you look at the lashon, what's the lashon? Leh is about the maisa mitzvah, la'asos, not leh, la'asos, it's a verb, right? Leh is a verb, al is a noun. That's the real difference, right? Leh, which is a verb, is on the maisa mitzvah. Al, which is a noun, again, I don't mean leh is a verb and al is a noun. Leh and al are prepositions. But leh introduces a verb and al introduces a noun. Is on the Rav says something very similar to this. You know, I might be saying it over a slightly different lashon, so I'm not going to quote him. I'm pretty sure that's what he means. But if you look at the Hari Kedem, he says slightly different mitzvah. He says chatzishal mitzvah. Okay, and maybe that's what the Rav means. If not, it's close enough. And what's pshat? We prefer to make a bracha on the kiyum mitzvah. We prefer to make a bracha on the kiyum mitzvah. Right. So if the kiyum mitzvah is right now, we say, "Oh, we have a kiyum mitzvah right in front of us." But if the kiyum mitzvah isn't until later, then we make a bracha on the maisa mitzvah. So this is if the kiyum is fulfilled now. And here, the kiyum is not fulfilled now. If the kiyum is fulfilled now, we say bracha the kiyum mitzvah. On we've done it. We've been kind the mitzvah. We don't say we've done the mitzvah. Al achilas matzah. Because right now, over las yotzim, I'm about to do something totally deeper, and I will have finished at the kiyum of achilas matzah. But leh, I'll be your chametz. I'm about to search for chametz, and I will have finished the kiyum of beer chametz. Let's assume it's about the vidika. But leh, I'm looking at shulchanika, because I haven't finished the kiyum of Hanukkah now. That's only giving me half an hour for now. What have I done now? Now I've done the maisa of Hanukkah. So when you have the whole kiyum now, you say bracha on the kiyum. When you don't have the whole kiyum now, then you say bracha on the maisa. So that's the happy that you'd be at sad, meaning happy to say the bracha like kiyom is there shas bracha batala every bracha shkita because maybe you'll mess up and you won't buy him. So I think what you would say the answer is that no, but we assume you won't mess up. We're not choshish for every far out possible. What are the odds you'll mess up? You ever go to shlacht house? What percentage of the time do they not do shkita? Do they mess up the shkita? 1 in 1,000? 1 in 100? Maybe it's not choshish for that. And if an odd is 50-50, would be choshish, right? Meaning, let's assume, remember, that you have to put a piece of bread. If it's 50-50, there might be chometz, would be choshish, right? Just for not choshish for every far out possibility. Right, what are they calling Shiva's belt? We don't have nervin. Right, we're not briskers. Okay, so that's for being a Tom. Okay, maybe we'll come back to this. Now, however,
according to his original Svara, you could say that mitzvah that's a noun all, you're checking off your checklist. Once you're yotzei, that's it. It's just about the mitzvah. It's not about you continuing to do the mitzvah. Mitzvah like tefillin, that's all day, chanam arba, chanam amida, you could extend the mitzvah by doing it more.
I mean, one, the mitzvah is defined. The other is the mitzvah is up to what you do in his original formulation, right? I don't want to build too much in his original formulation because I haven't had any Rishonim stick with it, but I think you're absolutely right. Now, most Rishonim agree with the Rivah. Who agrees with the Rivah, right? The Rush quotes from the Rivah. The Ramban quotes this from the Sholtos, the same shot as the Rivah. And all the later Rishonim Sfarad, right? I don't know, what's the word we should use? Rishonim Sfarad, from the Ramban and on, meaning not the Ramban and Rif Rishonim Sfarad, the Ramban and on, meaning the late Rishonim Sfarad as opposed to earlier, the Rishonim of Christian Spain as opposed to the Rishonim of Muslim Spain, the Rishonim of Catalonia, meaning northeastern Spain, bordering France, as opposed to the Rishonim of Andalusia. You know what I mean. The Ramban and Beit Midrash Shaul called him, right? I mean, it's hard to look at Rishonim Sfarad. There's really two totally different groups of Rishonim Sfarad. Obviously, there was some connection between them, not claiming that they're not closer together than Sfarad and Ashkenaz. They're really two totally different sets of Rishonim Sfarad. Different cultures, different areas. Spain is half a big country. There's been a lot of Israel since Spain. Different time periods, different Masoras, right? The Ramban and Beit Midrash Shaul were all based on the Masoras of Balitosos, combined with other Masoras, while the Ramban and Dimei were, and the Rif and Migash, etc., were obviously not. Okay, so let's go to the Rivah. This Rivah, the Sholtos, I think I saw in my footnote that it says they didn't find in the Sholtos, but the Ramban quoted from the Sholtos, so that's good enough for now, right? Zion, the Rivah, the Sholtos, and the Ramban and Ben Gershaw. Who's that here? The Ramban, Rabbi David, the Ritva, and the Ram, right? Those are the main Rishonim from the school, the Ramban, who we have here. What's their rule? Right, they make a new rule, but a new rule that's reasonably based on our Gemara. What's their rule? Someone tell me, very poshut. Asher lasos al yidei acher. Right, they say very simple. What's the rule? That's against our Gemara. Our Gemara says, if the father does the milah, he says lamal, which now the Rama paskins. Right? They say, oh, that's before the Helchasa. What's the chiddush of the Helchasa? The chiddush of the Helchasa. Again, right? What's the chiddush of the Helchasa? Aleph Bet, the chiddush of the Helchasa is that you can do whatever you want in most cases. Gimel Dalet Hey, the chiddush of the Helchasa is nothing that we don't know yet in general, but a chiddush specifically about Bir Chametz. And Vosayan, chiddush of the Helchasa, there's a new rule we didn't tell you yet to differentiate between Lit and Al. Either the new rule is how long it takes, or the new rule is if it's Efshar al Yidei Acher, then you say it Beloshon Al. If it is Efshar Lekayim al Yidei Acher, and you have to do it yourself, then you say Belamed. And they say, this is not reading something new into the Gemara, it's just a continuation. The Gemara already says, if you have someone else do it for you, you say Al. Someone else is Mal, your son, someone else shechts your carbon. He says Al. So likewise, even if you do it yourself, since you could have had someone else do it, you say Lit. That is the most popular shot. It creates a whole host of questions. I don't even know if we can go into every single exception they have, right? Because like half the brachas in the world don't work according to this. And you need to find some sort of answer. Let's just have a few examples. Sfiras HaOmer, right? Al Sfiras HaOmer. Don't you have to say Al Sfiras HaOmer yourself? Shouldn't it be Leh? Right? There's so many questions. I don't even know if there's... I'm not even sure there's a point with all of them. Let's just mention some of them for illustration purposes. How about Al Sfiras HaOmer? To the best of my knowledge, no one has the Gersa List for us Omer. Even though I don't think it's mentioned in Shas Bavli, but no one, I never heard of a Gersa List for us Omer. So it doesn't Al Sfiras HaOmer, don't you have to do it yourself? So interestingly, by the way, what's cool about, once you get into the Rivah, you know, what's cool about Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva is that it basically becomes a nafkamina for some chakir about every mitzvah in Shas. Right? Like, for example, Achitech L'Regel Menashok. How do you understand Achitech L'Regel Menashok? Just stam a shear of the kamos of oil in the Hadlaka? Or that the real king is Achitech L'Regel Menashok, but there's a kula. Okay, that depends on what we've seen, etc. So, Sfirsa Omer. So, for example, Al Sfirsa Omer, what does the Rush, how does Rush defend according to the Riva? Or how does anyone defend? There are two or three main answers. Two main answers, I think, that were in things that were not in brackets.
The left seaboard is not seaboard.
Exactly, says the Rush. Says the Rush. Rush. Left seaboard is motzi. That's not seaboard. And therefore, you don't have to see yourself over yourself. You're Yotzi through the left seaboard. Of course, like I said, basically, like, you could have a whole lumda shear based on every answer to everything, because then it ties into the whole shasukis. He's making two lumdish assumptions. And really, we could go, like, for a week and just have every question, all the answers, and then every other lumdish ties into what two lumdish assumptions, what two assumptions is he making? One lumdish, one practical. The practical assumption he's making, if you learn Mishnah Berurah, you know this is controversial.
Everybody comes to show.
What? No. Let's assume. Is that you could be yotzei the shleir tzibur? The Mishnah Berurah quotes machlokes achronim that you could be yotzei the shleir tzibur. We're machmir that you shouldn't be yotzei the shleir tzibur, right? You're yotzei the bracha with the shleir tzibur, but you're not yotzei the shleir tzibur. Everyone counts themselves because the Mishnah Berurah quotes machlokes achronim. Maybe you're not yotzei the shleir tzibur. So obviously, this rush assumes you could be yotzei the shleir tzibur. It's not a kasha from our practice. Just as you could be, doesn't mean you have to be. But the Mishnah Berurah Taka writes, we are machmir, like the Manda Omer, that you're not Yotzei Al Yotzei Shleir Tzibur.
The Rashi is only saying that they're Yotzei, because Motzi Rav, not the actual Sfirsa Omer.
Really?
It says, Lepisha Yogu Shashatim is Bari, Mahutzi, that's Lepisha Yogu Yotzei Al Yotzei
Shleir Tzibur. Ooh. You may say, maybe I wasn't Medayik in the Lashon of the Rush properly. Then it's, if that's what he means, then it's very strange. Maybe I was assuming he meant, you know, when someone says lebarech, you never know what they mean, right? For example, even nowadays, someone says to bench omer, what do they mean? To count the omer. Someone says to bench lulav, what do they mean? To shake a lulav. Right? If someone says they benched lecht, they mean they lit the candles. So you never know what this rush means. You're right, I was reading him one way, but what you're saying is, who says that I'm reading the right way? Okay, you're right. So we're not sure what this rush means. You're right, let's leave it to Ian. I can't necessarily even die. Okay, you see where I'm at. I would say, A, he holds that you'll say through the Shleitzi work, through Shleitzi work, but my assumption B is true regardless. What's the second assumption? What? No, not second answer. Second, one thing for sure is Rosh. That exactly. Remember the old Chakira, Shomea Ka'ona? Does Shomea Ka'ona mean mamish, you're doing it yourself? Or that you're just Yotzei through him? Meaning, it's a little funny, like, I can't send someone else to count Sfirsa Omer for me. I can just hear the words of the Shleif Tzibur that counts. So maybe, no, I have to hear, because hearing is like saying. Or maybe, no, he's doing it for me, I'm just mitzarif to him, and you only need the hearing to be mitzarif me. That's the most classic Akira ever in Shomei Ka'one, right? Does Shomei Ka'one mean that listening is as good as repeating, because the maisa of listening that I do is like a maisa of speaking? Listening and speaking are close enough. Hearing and speaking are close enough. Or, no, I'd say listening is better than hearing. Listening and speaking are close enough that it's as if I spoke, in which case, I'm not doing it all day out here. Or do you say, no, he's motzi me. If he's motzi me, why can't I point to a shleif? Why do I have to listen? I need listening to him and tzarif to him so he can be motzi me. Because you need a tzarif for someone to be motzi you. In some cases, you can have a tzarif without listening. In some cases, you need listening to have a tzarif, depending on exactly what he's doing. Tosfos written Kiddushin, if he's doing things which have regular shlichos that can be tzarif through a minoy, the shlichos of minoy, then that's a tzarif me. Things without a minoy, I need listening to a tzarif me. Okay, so that clearly seems to be taking sides in that chakira of where the Shomei Ka'one is mamish ka'one, or is not mamish ka'one. You know, it's just famous in the Sefer Sukkah, the machlokas Rashi Tosos, whether if you listen to Kaddish during Shemona Esrei, it counts as a hefset. Is it as if you're doing something or just that you're letting him? Anyway,
That day in Sukkah is Rabbi Mitam, though, that it's actually saying it yourself, and you can't be mafsik.
So then it's yes, ayin in that. Okay, fair enough. The other answer, which all the Rishoni Sfarad give, it's also in the Tosfos in Peretz, but it's mostly in the Rishoni. In the Rishoni Sfarad, and all they also have the ritual of more than one answer, private, Ramban, etc. What do they? What answer do they give? That it's really on going backwards.
Right?
Yeah. We have on the board one, two, I think it was two on the board beforehand, that everyone agrees you already did the mitzvah, right? So it's really on your mevarich al ma shekvar naaseh, the hainu karbon ha omer. Right? Now, of course, this is a big lumpish assumption, right? Meaning, here you make the bracha afterwards. Why? Because the ikar is the carbon ha-omer. The counting is just tuffled to the counting omer. This is, of course, a different big lumpish sphere somer. What's the relation between sphere somer and carbon omer, right? The famous question of, if you were the Rambam, where would you put sphere somer? In Sefer Zmanim? Since it's about how you koveya the moadim? Or in Sefer Avoda? Because it's a din of one of the carbonos. Okay, what's the answer? Now, if you were, what if the Rambam was the Rambam? What would he do?
Sefer Avoda.
Feed him Musafim, right? So it's a famous Rukhayim about this. The Rambam puts a feeding Musafim. Apparently, the Rambam thinks for yourself is really a din in the Karban, not a din in the Moed. Okay, so I mean, it could be, although Rukhayim points out that you have to answer with the Rambam. This might affect whether the Rice or Rambam is not as there, etc., right? This works a lot better. Certainly, the Rambam works a lot better if the Rambam is not as there. Really, it's only counting after the carbon. It's only tafel to the mitzvah of the carbon, right? And it's not a zeh, it's our bottom. We're not discussing it's not a zeh. Right, if it's the rice, it's not a zeh, then it's a little harder to say this. Okay, that's a big lump in Sfiras HaOmer. Yes? The first assumption, which Feigl said I might be wrong about, is that you could be yotzei through the chazen. Right, and he said maybe he only needs yotzei the bracha through the chazen, not the sphira. Well, then it becomes very funny. So, strike that first assumption, I'm not sure. But the second assumption is very clear. Second assumption is that Shomea Ka'ona is not as if you did it, it's as if your Shliach did it. That's the famous lumdus. Okay, you see how everything ties into big lumdus. Okay, there's a lots of other ones that they bring up. So, how about this is a really tricky one? How about Al Achilas Matzah and Morer? That's a killer. Meaning, that's mamish. The eating is like the one thing which, like, totally you have to do yourself with no questions asked. Huli, there's no way to answer this. If there's no way to answer this, what do all the Rishonim say? Exactly. Exactly. Rush and Ramban and etc. They say that you're mevarich lechol, right? Okay. That is, since it's not 100% mefurshin, it's not mefurshin shas. What the gear says, apparently there are different gear souls floating around in their days. They can answer this way, because there's really no way. There's really no way around this. How about another great example, Hanukkah? Right? How about Lehadlik Ner? Show Hanukkah. Oh, but you can send a shliach to light Hanukkah candles for you. So here, interestingly, they quote that Rav Yosef ben Palat. I'm not sure anyone know who Rav Yosef ben Palat was. He wrote like a little Chibur of Hilchos Brachos, which is quoted in its entirety in the Avudraham and others. I think he was mentioned by one of the Rishonim here, but I don't remember who. He actually says, he changed the girs in the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos say, Al Hadlok is there, because you can do it through a shliach. And the Chidushi Anshe Shem, right? Where would you find the Chidushi Anshe Shem? On the side of the Rif. He quotes from the Sefer Tanya, not the Alter Rebbe. You know, there's a Rishon Sefer Tanya. It's quoted sometimes, even Hilchos Shabbos once in a while, the Bezioze quotes. Bezioze is not quoting the Alter Rebbe. The there's a Rishon called Sefer Tanya, which is a little obscure, but the Kiddush Yom Shishim right in our sugya quotes it inside the Rif. Sefer Tanya has the same thing, and then Rabbi Yosef ben Palat, who's also very obscure, but in Hilchos Brachos, everyone keeps quoting him, because like his keyboard is apparently very chashuv, very early and very chashuv. So one answer is Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat or Ben Palat. I don't know how to spell Palat, everyone spells it differently. And the Sefer Tanya, not of the Alter Rebbe, says. I don't think they change the Gersa, but they say you're a Vare, if they have to change a Gemara, I'll have Malkus. Okay, that's a big finish. Why is that a big finish? Because there's the Bavli about this, and the Bavli really says Lahab, Lahab, like in there is that, that there's a mainstream Gersa. Yerushalmi says, this is about Yerushalmi. Maybe the Bavli uses the Yerushalmi here. Okay, but it only goes so far, but fair enough. That's one answer. But the Rush gives a different answer. What did the Rush say? Kol Echad Mevarech Li'atzmo Mishom Chavivos. Really? Everyone likes their own Hanukkah candles. You would never send a shliach to light Hanukkah candles. Now, he doesn't mean because of convenience. Because then that should have figured out because Chavivos Hanes. Right? Because the Chavivos of Hanukkah, no one would let someone else light their Hanukkah candles. Here it's a little tricky because, but who cares? Hashem didn't command you to do it. Hashem commanded you to do it or someone else to do it. But maybe we'll see, this might depend on your exact formulation. It's a little dull because who cares about Chavivos? We care about theoretically what the mitzvah is. And it's hard to say, because Chavivos, mamish, you're mitzvah to do it yourself. Okay, let's come back to that, Rush. However, what do the Ramban, who Beit Midrash say? This is also by the Tosfos Ben Peretz. What do they say? You see how this is a little dull. Well, what's their answer? You need to supply your own wicks and oil. I can send a shliach through in my house. If I'm in your house, this is a big debate, right? But let's postures, right? This part's not a debate. If I'm in your house and I want to be yotzei with you, I have to own part of the wicks and oil. And if it's on my house, that's the Gemara. The chiddush of Rabbanan debate. What if it's in my house and I just want to ask a shliach to light it for me because I'm going to be in a meeting then? I want to light bismano, right? The old days, everyone lit bismano outside. I'm very busy. I have a business meeting. Actually, the old days, most people didn't have business meetings at night. But I'm very busy. I have a business meeting. So I ask my friend to light for me. I have to supply the shem and the psilos. He can't light with his shem and the psilos. Even if it's my house, it's not just that I need to chip and approve to the bais of shem and psilos from the start to your house. It's that no. Even in which way the Rav understood that did. No, even in my house, I'm only yotzei if it's my candles. So therefore he says that someone else could do the haplaka, but shliach yachol lehadlik, but a shliach can do the haplaka, but avol tzarech lases Silos v'shemen mishal atzmo. It has to be the Baal Bayis's own silos and shemen. You're not yotzei if it's someone else's silos and shemen. That's a big chedesh, right? I mean, it doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara. It's an extension. The Gemara says, if I'm in your house, I have to own some of the shemen to be yotzei with you. You could have said that's because otherwise, how am I going to serve to your house? Which is what the Rav says. He says, no. Why, if I'm in your house, do I have to own some of the shemen? Because wherever I am, I have to own the shemen. It's just in your house, I'm one of the people. So I'm part of the people, so I have to own part of the shemen. In my house, I'm all the people. I have to own all the shemen. But you always have to own the shemen. Oh, someone else could light for me. Someone else could light for me. But it has to be my shemen, and therefore I have a personal obligation to provide the shemen of psilos, even if I don't have a personal obligation to do the lighting. Okay, let's just mention one or two other kashas. How about how about the Hafrish Chumos Maestros, right? Maestros, or perhaps more Nogea to where we all grew up, Lahafresh Chala, right? Lahafresh was Raisus Ner Yisrael, we say, right? Even in Chutz La'aretz, Lahafresh Chala, okay, we say most people now leave Lahafresh Chala, Isa, whatever it is, Lahafresh Truma for the Zilberman's people, whatever you say, right? How about Lahafresh? After all, someone else could be Mafresh for me. We all know the first Mishnah in Trumos. That's in Yishliach. So here it gets a little tricky. The Reinu David quotes in the Sheltos. Who answers this question? He says, no. Yimavarech al Afrashas. He says, no, you don't say Lahafresh Chala. Ah, go tell your mother you don't say Lahafresh Chala. She'll say, the rabbi. No, no, you're Trumos, rabbi. He says the bracha is al hafrashas because you can do it through shliach. However, the Ramban, who did he make? Give a different answer. What's their answer? Which is a big compromise, big pshara. Exact. That you need eino yotze al yedei acher elorak al yedei. I'm going to add a few words to sweeten it. Shluchzal shel Adam Kimosa, right? That's their main point. Shluchzal Kimosa, I can't be yotze with anyone doing it. I can only be yotze with Shluchzal Adam Kimosa. Therefore, we know that even the Gemara Kedusha says, even the fear of Shimon, a guy can take Trumas or Maestros. He can't take it from me because there's no Shlichas. If I didn't explicitly appoint him to, he can't do it. Shlomi Das Bailam. Because there's no Shlichas, etc. Etc. But here's a big finish. He says, we don't mean only things you have to do mamish on your own, get a leah. I mean things you have to do halachically on your own, by yourself, get a leah. And Shluchzal also counts as halachically by yourself. Okay,
Rabbi, we could that work with the Rosh's Tirith for Thread Omer?
Absolutely not. But the Ramban is not the Rosh. So, he's okay. What is the Rush going to say about Trumas? Does the Rush ask from Trumas or Maestros? I don't remember the Rush asking from Trumas or Maestros. I wonder if he might have had, either I just misremember, which is possible, or I wonder if he might have had the Girsa of the, Sheltos. Maybe he said Al-Hafrashas. I don't know, you have to look in the Rush in Ilchus Chala. Probably he'll tell you what he said. He never said Al-Hafrashas, Trumas or Maestros, the Rush. He wasn't so bad, but he said Al-Hafrashas Chala all the time. Okay. After he was said like the Sheltos, because you're right, that would not terribly work. Okay, now let's ask a more cautious question before we get to, of course, the most confusing mitzvah. What is the most confusing mitzvah, by the way? Because it's the only mitzvah where it's before Shishas that you say let and al.
Fill it. No.
Fill okay, before we get to that, let me ask a simple question. What's the Svara Lumbus, whatever you call it? What's the svara of the Riva and most Rishonim? Why, if I could do it through Shliach, do I say Al? Or if I have to, I could do it through someone else, right? I'm not sure about the Shliach. I say Al, but if I have to do it myself, I say Lin. What's the svara? What does the Ramban say? The svara is? What does the Ramban say the svara is? Could be a boring svara. Is that what the Ramban says? Really? Let's see. Let's see. What? Wait, but let's just see what he let's just see what he says. What does he actually say? He says, let me find it, sorry. One second. Here it goes from Moshe Rav Yosef. Here it says Rabbeinu Tam. Vani Omer. Shekal bitza sh'adam yotzma l'chachi yoydei acher k'on bir k'va'u ba'al v'chein sh'chito mila sh'afilo avi ha-ben against the ha-ben. What says the Shach L'Hari Gemara? Etc. V'hu adin l'mfresh shemus ha'maisros, v'chala, v'chulin, v'vorchin. Al v'chin kasar, v'ach, mishabcha, v'shilta, de, pescha, v'chin, etc., etc., etc. One second. Hold on. Why am I not finding this? Give me one more second. Where does he say his svara? I thought he had the svara someplace. If not, we'll look at it in the Gan. Here we are. V'yesh l'faresh v'levard k'le amelo pli kipshata l'omer d'mas l'vruch l'vard l'vrekol l'miyo hainus for d'me kara av'basof pasuk nor al. How does he explain basof pasuk nor al? Basuk r'miyo mila v'chuli l'omer shehishvu chachamim zal mitoseyem b'nusach brachos u'kishem shashliach shein ha'mitzvah mutal salam v'vruch al v'vruch al al kach be'al v'vruch al kach ba'al mitzvah nami v'vruch al. Actually, mitzvah kulav chover v'efshu the partner m'shlichos shnosloli olam be'elamet. What does that sound like here? Hishvu chacham midoseim per brachos. Right, no plug. Just like the shliach says ba'al, the baal mitzvah does himself also says ba'al. The way I understood this rabban is once he's saying a technical point. In mitzvahs which I have to do myself, I say be'leh. I say with a leh. In mitzvahs which I could send a shliach, the shliach would say al. And if the shliach would say al, then hishvu midoseyim, and I also say al, because they didn't want to have all, they didn't want to have multiple options for the same mitzvah. That's what I think he's saying, at least at first. At least at first.
It's only a second parish in the Gemara.
What?
It's only a second parish in the Gemara.
Okay, fair enough, because if you look at the Ran, fine, let's go to the Ran, because you're right, I think he is going back and forth. In the Ran, it's much more explicit that the Ran is two deus about this. Let's look at the Ran and see the two deus. What did the Ran say? Fine, we'll go to the Ran. The Ran, etc., etc. Where does he say his actual shot? Give me a second here. To the Ran, I think it's much clearer. Sorry, everyone's so long. In one second. Why do we say Baal? So it'll be clear for your bracha that you could send someone else to do it. And not have a change in the matbeah brachos between the Baalim and the Shliach. It's clear he's saying two different reasons here. Right? He's giving two different reasons. The Ramban is probably also going back with two different reasons. Right? There are two different svaras. Right? What are the two different svaras? Svaras Haramban, V'ran V'chuli. What are the two different svaras? One svara is, the Ramban says in a funny way, to show that someone else could do it. To show that someone else could do it. Meaning, What does he mean by that? Because it's not, in terms of the grammar, it's not really obligatory on me. In terms of the lungus, it's obligatory on me. Right? Aviyaben, in lungus, he has to do it. Pesach, like part of Pesach, in lungus, I have to do it. But in terms of practically, I don't have to do it because someone else can do it. So therefore, I think Aleph, what he means is to show, right? That practically, I don't have to do it. AFLP, the Ikaron Achiyov Mutal Olav. Really, fundamentally, the Chiyov is on him. That's why in the Havim, the Gemara thought the Aviyah Ben said Lamol. The Rama Paskin's Aviyah Ben says Lamol. Right? But practically, I don't really have to do it. Therefore, to show and to reflect that practically I don't have to do it, I know it's only the Rama Pran says to show up. You could also say to show other people, or just because that was accurate way to reflect reality. Since I don't have to do it, I don't say licks, I don't have to do it. I theoretically have to do it, but I don't practically have to do it. Really? One second. Can you read me the line? No, I thought it means they weren't koveya. I might disagree with just how you're reading the. One second. No. Lok va'uha lito mean they weren't koveya the nusach of lito. So what nusach is our koveya? Not talking about what chiv is on you. I think you're reading something into the Ramban. That's not what he's saying. What he's saying is this. He's saying, if even in the half amina they knew the difference between Efshel Aslo Dishliach and not, why did they think that you could bring any proof from Lulav? If Lulav, you can't do all Yudishliach at all. So the answer, what he's saying is this. They're trying to figure out Al and Lim, borderline, Al is borderline, Lahaba, Lim, and Lashavar, right? Meikara, Lahaba, Meikara. And they're trying to figure out whether, when there's some reason, small reason to say Al, you put that together with Lahaba, and you say it. One example of small reason to say Al is because you could send a slave to do it. So then why did they bring Rai from Lulav? Lulav, there's no other small reason to say Al. Because you can't send a slave to do it. Said, no, Lulav, then there is another small reason to say Al that has the same amount of firepower, which is that even though not having you weren't yotzei the mitzvah yet, right? Because we don't yet know we're not made enough today. But you did pick it up in terms of the wording. And therefore, the havmina is that al your chametz, where you could send a shliach to do it. Plus, al somewhat means lahaba, so that's good enough to say al. Likewise, al nitilas lulav, which you have a slight reason to say al because you already picked it up, even though you didn't do the mitzvah yet in the havmina. Plus, al is lahaba, you're about to do the mitzvah, is a good enough reason, and therefore they think it's parallel, meaning the machlokas, again, the machlokas according to him between Rav Papa and Rav Papi is al enough lahaba that when you have a tzir for another reason you say it, or it's so meikara that even with a tzir for another reason you don't say it. One example of a tzir is the Efshel Adi Shliach, the other example of a tzir is you didn't do the mitzvah yet, but you did the action word in the bracha already. That's what he's saying here. Then the Gemara's answer is, no, that's the Gamri Meikari. You already did the mitzvah, not just did the action word of Netila. And there everyone agrees, right? Right. Okay. Lemaisa Eino Chayav Lasoso. The Atzvo, what's his other? I think his other derech, right? The Rabban also, I think you're right. He goes back and forth between this. The Rans, there's two reasons. A, because you want to show, meaning once you want to show that he doesn't have to do himself practically, even though theoretically he's trying to do it himself. And that Lahaba can, that Al can mean Lahaba. Those two reasons are good enough to say Lahaba. Or B, right? Shalom Lechelik, Benosek HaBrocha, Ben Shliach, Libaylam. Right? You don't want to make a chilek, it's too complicated to make old. Meaning, according to the Rambam, Mila has two versions, Al Hamila and Lo. According to the Rambam, Shkita has two versions, Al Shkita and Lishkot. It's not the Rambam's fault, that's before the Shakatari of the Gemara. The Rambam says, and one day, no, the Maskil Shakatari of the Gemara is too confusing to have two nusachos for one bracha. You make one nusach for every bracha, therefore, if you could send someone else to do it, since he would say Al, you also say Al, because you can't make him say Le, so you would say Al. If you can't send someone else to do it, then you say Le. Okay, or no, it's maybe to be medayek and teach us things, or express things, Ron says, to teach us things about the rules of this mitzvah. If you want to show that you're doing it yourself, you're hiding yourself, but you could have gotten someone else to do it, you say Al. If you want to show that you couldn't have gotten someone else to do it, you say Le. Okay, these are two options. I think some of these answers will work better for the one option or the other. I wanted to say, Efsher, that...
According to the Ramban, was the Gemara Choser from the Diyukim that it gave before?
The Gemara was definitely Choser from Avi HaBen and from Pesach Mikodshim. Right. Before it said that the Avi HaBen says, well, it wasn't Choser from Lulav, that if it's already in the past, you say Al. That it was not Choser from. It wasn't Choser from the fact that if you're doing for someone else, you say Al. But it was Choser from the fact that if you mal your own son, you say le or choser, either to the low plug.
So wasn't that only to the opinion that it's le shavar?
What?
It's not choser, it's just Paskin's like one opinion.
Correct. It's not that we're choser, it's that was according to one opinion, and we Paskin like the, that was according to one opinion, the opinion that that Al is, correct, is me. Correct. We Paskin's opinion, Al is a shavar, right. That's the other opinion. Correct. That's much more accurate.
But doesn't the Rabban relearn the Gemara in such a way that it fits his shita completely?
Yes. I mean, he sort of has two deus whether all along the Gemara knew this chiluk or not. But either way, when it says Avi Ben says Lomol, that was according to the other Manda Omar. When it says Avi Ben says Lomol, that was according to the Manda Omar Meikara, we pass like Manda Rilhaba. But it says
for the Ramban, Avi HaBen says Lomel doesn't appear in the Gemara Bichlal. He learns Ein Achinami means Al. He learns the Gemara differently.
Really, I don't remember him saying that. I don't remember him saying that. Do you guys remember him saying that? Okay, find me where he says that. I don't remember him saying that. Okay. Now, I just want to point out something that we'll see if maybe we can make something of it. Efsher. Efsher, if you wanted to say something, maybe a little more longish, you could say this. What's the real difference in a bracha, a mitzvah you have to do yourself, and a mitzvah which you can send someone else to do? I'll be longish. If I were to just ask you, forget our sugya, I were to say you, Kamenetsky. I have options here. Why in some mitzvahs do you have to do them yourself, and in some mitzvahs anyone can do them for you? What might you answer?
Avraham Chefza. The Gavran Chefza.
Chefza, meaning does the Gavran have to do something, or just the Chefza has to have this done? Okay. Or maybe I'm not disagreeing. Maybe I'll say it. Anyone want to say it in slightly different words? Maisa Totsah. But yeah, they're very similar. There's no point arguing between them, right? Meaning the mitzvahs do a certain maisa, l'chora, I have to do that maisa myself. When the mitzvahs to achieve a certain totsah, l'chora, anyone can achieve that totsah for me. Right? So maybe Efshar, that what's the point? That there's only Glenn Milsa. It's not to the low plug to the chalik. And it's not to teach you halachos that you by the dear for your lashon, you should show, you know, people should know lots of halachos from it. No, maybe you could say it's al pilungus. You could say, I'm not saying this will work with every answer on this board or not on this board. It'll work with some of them. Al pilungus, you could say that a mitzvah she'efshar lekayim al yidei acher is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is in the totsah. A mitzvah she'efshar or she'tzarech lasos be'atzmo. The mitzvah is in a maisa, and therefore it's very meduyik. What's very meduyik? The lashon of le is to do a maisa. The lashon of al, that you could say whatever you want, but it could be al is on a totsah, right? Now, you could say al is also on a maisa if you want. I'm not denying you say al is on a maisa, but certainly more of a totsah lashon on this thing that happened. So it could be, therefore, you say al on the totsah, as opposed to la sos ha maisa. Okay, what will I get any revach from this? We'll have to give me a minute, and I will see. Again, I can't promise you this. It's very hard to know, and I don't think this is really what the pshat, lashon, and the rabban and rabbi at least are saying. I must admit.
Why?
Because when they say shalom chalik benosik bracha, it sounds much more technical. And even when the Ran says they says to teach people that you could have had someone else do it. Sounds more like teach people, but you should say what he means. To teach people that's a mitzvah, the totsah, you're saying. Okay, fair enough. I'm saying it's not really found in the simplest shot of their words. But it could be the amkos of their kavana. Now, how many and I agree. Now, maybe this will tie into, and here we might have to make a kedushim. What is the most difficult mitzvah, of course, is tefillin. Because what's weird about tefillin? First of all, it's a rashi of time what I'm about to say. What I mean by this sentence, but the Gemara says very clearly, on tefillin shel yad, you say le'aniach, on tefillin shel rosh, you say al mitzvah tefillin, and almost no one disagrees, right? Almost no one disagrees. There is a rush, who does have a funny daya, right? What's the funny day in the rush? I don't mean funny like haha. I mean, funny, like unusual. What does he say? He says in tefillin, he found in Sfar Meduyakim and in the Rif, bin mitzvah tefillin, not al mitzvah tefillin. Bin is like a no mitzvah, it's not a lib or an al, right? So then, okay, that's okay. You know, oh, that's a rule breaker, doesn't have to fit in. You can say whatever you want, but it doesn't have to fit in. But let's assume our gears, right? What's the din with tefillin? Right? You see how the rush was super duper bothered. Because you clearly have to put on your own tefillin, right? You can't say something towards tefillin. I mean, halavai, a lot of people wish they could, right? But that's not the way it works. You have to put tefillin on yourself. So what about tefillin? Here we said the rush, it's lehaniach and bimitzvahs. Which doesn't explain why it's bimitzvahs, but it clearly ponders you from explaining why it's al. But let's say the mainstream nosach, right? Shal yad is lehaniach, and shal rosh is al mitzvahs. Okay, so what's pshat? Why is shal yad lehaniach, and shal rosh al mitzvahs? Good question. So, the Ravan has no problem. The Ravan has no problem. What did the Ravan say? If you're lighting one candle, it would have been al, but since you light two candles, it's leh. So he says, no problem. He says, no matter what pshat you take in that Gemara, says the Ravan, the bracha of lehaniach is going on both film shel yad and shel rosh. Right? So they're going to say, if you talk, you say al mitzvahs. So what Rashi means, if you don't talk, you just say lehaniach on both. And if you talk in between, then you have to say al mitzvahs only on the second one. But if that means, if you don't talk, you say what we do. If you talk, you have to say Lahaniach and Al Mitzvah on the Shalrosh. But either way, Lahaniach was Nitkan to say on the Tefillin Shal Yad and to go on both of them. So it's two masim. Two masim is a lid for the Ravon, not for Rabbi Natan, for the Ravon. Al mitzvah is only one masim. One masim, so for the Ravon, no problem. For the Ravon, says the Ravon, he says, no, lehaniach is on shnei masim. Shal yad vishal rosh. It's not a dimzin shal yad and shal rosh. Dimzin on two and on one. And al mitzvos is only on masa efad. Okay, that's easy. But that's only for him. For the Rabbeinu Tam, what do you mean? They both last all day, right? You have to keep wearing them all day. Yeah, don't imagine us nowadays are military. You know, imagine the old days or Zilberman's. You wear them all day. You wear both of them equally all day. They're both the same time. Right, we're both them for equally as long. And for the Ramban and the Dime and the Riva, then it's difficult because they're both, when you say Shalrosh, Shalyad, Shalrosh, and Shalyad, Shalrosh, or Shalyad, they're both, you wear them at the same time, and they're both equally a personal obligation. No one ever thought, right, you wear your Tzon Shalyad all day and your Tzon Shalrosh for only 1 minute. And no one ever thought that you wear your Tzon Shalyad by yourself, but you send someone else to wear your Tzon Shalrosh. Right? So that is difficult, not to mention the fact, going to the Rambam is difficult. What did the Rambam say? It's only lit. Right? And the Meiri. Everything's lit until proven otherwise. Right? So for all the other Pshatim, it is difficult, right? Aval Kasha, Lefi, Rambam, Meiri, Vira Bigotan, the Riva Ramban. So, how do you answer this? So, we found the truth is, Rabbeinu Tam answered in Sefer Yashar. I'll give you a prize if you can convince me of what he meant. Right? What did he say in the Sefer Yashar? He says, yeah, because of this, you are mevarach al. Because what? Because what? Because what? Because what? Because what? Like, what does he mean? Because of, he thinks he's being very clear. The cash is not on us. It's Yadua, the Sefer Yashar is unclear. It's Yadua, the Sefer Yashar is written totally 100% unclear. Why is it written unclear? Did someone mess up the Girsa? Or did Rabbeinu Tam just write very unclear? I have no idea. But he clearly meant something. We're sure Rabbeinu Tam meant something clear, but it's written unclear. So I don't know exactly what he meant. Meaning, I could say a pshat. Yeah, I could just take any other Rishon and say that's what he meant. But it's not obvious to me from the words Mishom Hachi what he meant. But what do other people say? How could you answer this? Right? How could you answer this? So what are the answers? So what does the Rush say to answer tefillin? What? Exactly. You don't want to say the two of the same bracha. Meaning, Hazal were attacking different brachos. They didn't want to have two of the same bracha. What they call in Hebrew now is kivun. Right? Never said that in English? Variety. Right? Then it's pastish to have the same bracha twice. Meaning, they should have been the same bracha twice, right? They should have both been lit according to all these Rishon. Right? According to the Ram, they should have both been lit. Everything's lit except for Bir Chametz. According to the Ram, they should have been lit. You wear them all day. And when you take them off, you have to put them back on. You wear them more. And where their Ban and the Riva, there should have been lit because you have to wear them yourself. But we don't want to have two of the same bracha, and therefore they've stuck Al in the Shel Rosh, because like that's when you finish the mitzvah. You say, Al, now I finish the mitzvah. So one answer is what the Rosh says, right? I think it's in the Rosh someplace here, right? Is it in the Rosh in the Piskei Rosh? I know it's in the Tosfos Rosh. Yeah, here it is. Rosla, that's when he's in Rabbeinu Tam, right? So says the Rosh, right? For a variety. Okay. Then he comes up with the reason why they said this theory. The Iker reason, variety. Okay. Who gives another answer? Who gives another answer? Tefillin? Did the Ramban answer tefillin? I know that some of the other Rishonim did. I know Rabbi did and the Ritva did. Does anyone remember if the Ramban himself addressed Tfilin? You'd think he should have, no? No? Did the Ran address Tfilin? He was also in the Makor Sheet, no? What? But then he doesn't ask the hard question, right? Okay, say this. So the Ritva and Rabbi Dovid answered. What did Rabbi Dovid and the Ritva say? About, hold on, I think we have a Ritva here. Says the Ritva, how does he explain Tfilin? Give me half a second if I can find it. Sorry, the Rishonim here are so long. I apologize for wasting your time every time I have to look and try to read their formulation. But what does he say here? He says, Gary Tfillin. Oh no, sorry, that's later. Okay, I'll just have to say it outside then. What does the Ritva and Rabbeinu David say about Tfillin? Ah, here we are. He says, Ubirkas Tfilin are Rishonu Balamid, Bedina, Shemiz Amin. That's obvious why it's Balamid. That's Shemizi. Vachrona Baal, if Shein Lagamri overlas, see our sunshat, Tfilin Shal Yabshal Rosh Mitzvah Achas, hey, Afishain Akos, so and so. Because after all, we have drushas, we have halachas that prove that they are Mitzvah Achas, hey. What is he trying to say? I think what he's trying to say is that even though Al Mitzvah is going on the Tfilin Shal Rosh, but you were already the Kayim, the Tfilin Shal Yad. It's like the Tfilas Lulav. Yes, you weren't yet the Kayim Shal Rosh, but you were already the Kayim Shal Yad, and don't say Shal Rosh and Shal Yad are not related to each other. Because there's a drush that says that calls much of a nefi, you shnai the Hayim the Totafos, maybe you have to have both of them on at the same time, and Chazal say, you're closing your Kabbal Chama, it's an Avera to talk in between them, why? Okay. I know Rashi there says, because you make a Rashi and Shecha, he says, no, because you have to unify them. So he says, because it's really Me'ikara Klape Tfilin Shal Yad, and therefore it's like you love. Here it's a little funny, you're having your kid eating me too, right? He knows he's walking a tightrope. Why do you say Al Mitzvos? You say Al Mitzvos for the Tfilin Shal Rosh. You already made a bracha and Tfilin Shal Yad. But since Tfilin Shal Rosh and Tfilin Shal Yad, here it's like sort of the big chiddush. The Lehaniach is going on both of them. That's clear. Lehaniach is going on both of them. We would have thought Al Mitzvah is only going on the Shal Rosh. Says the Rebbe, they're not so pasha. Lehaniach is going on both of them. Al Mitzvah is also going on both of them. Lehaniach is going primarily on the Shal Yad and also on the Shal Rosh. Al Mitzvah is going primarily on the Shal Rosh, but it's also referring to the Shal Yad, to their one unified kiyum. Even though they're two separate actions, right? It's a tightrope. It's two things which are one, right? And therefore, it's really achras yasam like lulav, and therefore you say lashon al. So before tefillin shal yad, say lehaniach. I'm going to the mitzvah. I haven't done it yet. Before tefillin shal rosh, the main point is you're after tefillin shal yad. So you say al mitzvos because I already put on tefillin shal yad, even though I haven't yet put on tefillin shal rosh. So basically, it's like going on two things, one of which is in the past, one of which is in the future. The achra is Alwins. Okay, what do I want to tie up, perhaps? Nearly. And again, it's a little funny because there's rubs on this. You can look at my Harry Kandam. I keep saying, I'm not sure if this is exactly what the rub meant. I'm not sure if I'm saying over what he said in my words, what he's saying. Stop my words. Okay, you can look and decide on your own. Nearly, maybe you can say there's something very fundamental about the difference between Shalom Shalom Yad and Shalom Shalom Rosh. Why would there be a fundamental difference between Shalom Shalom Yad and Tfilin Shal Rosh? So the Rav here points to the one daya in the Tosfos in. There's one daya in Tosfos in Menachos Lamed Vav. Really, Lamed Hei Lamed Beis Lamed Vav. What's the discussion there? The famous Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Ukshartam Lo Zayadecha. Do you have to tie your Tfilin every day? Do you tie your Tfilin every day? Anyone here tie their Tfilin every day? Rabbeinu Eliyahu did. he managed to took the tzuos and tied them into the tzura of the kesher every day. Ukshartov, he made a kesher. We all know what it means to make a kesher. You never learned Hilchos Shabbos? You know what it means to make a kesher? It means you take something and you tie it into a tzura of a knot that's a kesher. So he was kosher every day, his tefillin. That's a Rebbe Eliyahu. It seems clear from the way Tosafot discusses him that, like, this is like a yeshivish thing. Meaning, it's not like people have always been doing that in France and Germany. It really seems like Rebbe Eliyahu, like, you know, one of these yeshivish fellows who says, oh, I'm big finish, taka, everyone doesn't know what they're doing, and you have to tie your tefillin every day. Okay, so Tosafot says, no, that's ridiculous. You don't have to tie your tefillin every day. What does uksharta mean? Uksharta means you tie it around your arm, not by tying it sort of a knot. By the mahadik it around your arm. That's the kshira. Okay, that has nothing to do with us. In between, Tosas has a fascinating daya. In the middle, right? Tosas has a fascinating daya who says that, then the question is what to make of it. Let me read this fascinating daya of Tosos. In the middle, again, Rabbi Elio says he would tie and untie it every day. And Tosso says, no, that's ridiculous. It doesn't mean tie and untie the knot. It means to mahadik it. Have you said that in English? Mahadik? To tighten it around your body.
Fasten.
That's what it means. But Tosso has one opinion here who says, with Sabra, machlokes between Rabbi Elio and Rabbi Tam. Rabbi Elio, sorry for the Makashit film, Choyom. Yeah, for the time of first day, no, that's ridiculous. And he has very good, reasons. And he says, that's not what it means. He says, what is kshira? Kshira means hidok. Yeah, you just have to tighten it on your body, not tighten the actual knot. But Mistaber Tosa says, he then walks this back. Mistaber Kedivar Rabbi Natan Tfilin Shal Rosh Kedivar Eliyahu Betfilin Shal Yad Dechsimah Shal Yad Ukshartim Osal Yidecha Demashu Dekol Shosh Minyat Tzarich Likshira. Okay, Teda, and then he tries to bring Rayas. Okay, then in the end he walks back. So he says, no, maybe split the difference. You have to tie a knot in your Tfilin Shal Yad every day because that's Ukshartim, but you don't have to tie your Tfilin Shal Rosh every day. There it only says V'Hayu L'Totafos. Okay, what is Tosa pointing out? There's a difference in the Lashon between Ukshartim and V'Hayu. Right now, just from this Tosos, what might we say? First of all, it's not the Maskan of Tosos. Yeah, the difference of the Maisa is Kshira, or the Maisa is Hanocha, right? Nothing to do with us, right? One is a Maisa Kshira, one is a Maisa Hanocha. But if you look at it, that's not what the Pasuk says. What might Tosos might mean Maisa Kshira, Maisa Hanocha. But what does the Pasuk actually say? Does it say Maisa A versus Maisa B? What does it say?
The Hayo.
Hayu, Maisa versus Totsa.
Totsa.
And a Totsa of a Hayu the Totafos Bene Necha. Maybe that's what Tosis means. You need a Maisa for Tosis. Yeah. But for Tosis Rosh, you'll need a Totsa. If the Totsa is for Tosis, you need a Maisa. You have to be kosher. Tosis Rosh, you need a Totsa that it's on your head. Who cares how it got on your head? Right? Who cares how it got on your head? Meaning, maybe it goes so far as to say, for Tfilin Shel Yad, I need to put it on, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, to be done, maybe I need to put it on my arm. Or send a shliach to put it on my arm. Tfilin Shel Rosh, if a monkey puts it on my head, that's good enough. Interesting question. I know how Lamaisa, you know? But it's, you know, actually, I don't know if it's such an interesting question, because it might be that wearing it is a Maisa. Okay, take that back. Fine, take that back once we leave this weird Tosos. Yeah, it's an interesting possibility, but I'm not going to say Lamaisa. Okay, what are we seeing from this Tosos? Again, you could read Tosfos and make, you know, and annoy me and say, Tosfos just meant this is a Maisa Kshira, this is a Maisa Hanocha. But that's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos says this is a Maisa Kshira. He doesn't finish the sentence. And that's Totsah. Maybe Tfilin Shel Yad is really about the Maisa, and Tfilin Shel Rosh is really about the Totsah. Mehechi Tesi, that Tfilin Shel Yad. The Maisa, I don't care if it's the Maisa of wearing Tfilin, the Maisa of tying Tfilin, tightening Tfilin, or just wearing Tfilin. Tfilin Shel Yad, the Iker is the mice of wearing Tfilin. Tfilin Shel Rosh, the Iker is the Totsah of having Tfilin on you. Mehechi Tesi, why would I say, other than the Psukim, that there's a difference in mice and Totsah? So you know why I would say that, because, just for example, are you aware of any Totsah of Tfilin Shel Yad? Is there a totsah tefillin shel yad? I don't need totsah in the olam shel yomim. Everything has a totsah in the olam shel yomim. I don't need totsah in, you know, your own philosophical ideas. Everything's totsah in your own philosophical ideas. Do we have a mocker in Chazal that there's a totsah of tefillin shel yad? No. Do we have a mocker in Chazal that there's a totsah of tefillin shel rosh? Yes. We are darshin and menachos. We roll kol ami yotzki shem Hashem nikra alecha biyaru mimeka. Amar b'laz ergon alit tefillin shel rosh. Again, you could say tefillin shel rosh are just visible. But it sounds here like, no, there's a Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha. There's something that's Nikra on you. You get a Chalo Shem Hashem from Tefillin Shel Rosh. Again, you could deny all these. You could say that day in Tosos is just a Havmin, or he just meant two different kinds of Isim. You could say, no, there's a Hiyan. Very likely there's an equal Shem Hashem. Just one is a visible Shem Hashem, and one is an invisible Shem Hashem. I don't mean invisible. I mean, not visible to people far away. But you look at the Torah goes in the Rosh, the famous Minig of the Rosh. Now, what does the Rosh say? The Rosh says that he would put on Tefillin Shel Rosh by Oter Yisrael B'Sifara because he would say that Tefillin Shel Rosh is Oter Yisrael B'Sifara. That's the Atara in the Tiferes, Pe'erech HaChavush Alecha. Anyone know what the word Chavush means? Modern day Hebrew. What are you Chovish? A hat. You're Chovish Akova, right? You're Lovish clothing. You're Oter masks. Now we know. And you're Chovesh Akova, or Kippur, or something like that, right? Shaky pot. Right? Chovesh, Pe'ercha Chovesh Alecha. The Pasuk Yechez says, Tfilm is a Pe'er. But what's a Pe'er? Only what's Chovesh Alecha. The Tfilm Shel Rosh is a Pe'er. The Tfilm Shel Rosh is a Shem Hashem. The Tfilm Shel Rosh is Oter Yisrael B'Gvura. The Tfilm Shel Rosh, so apparently the Tfilm Shel Rosh has a Totsah. It's a Pe'er. It's not the mice of putting on as the Pe'er. It's not being that it's a Pe'er crown. The mice of putting on a crown is not glorious. It's what having the crown is glorious. It's a Torah for the Rosh. It's a Pe'er for Pshat and the Pasuk in Yechezkel. It's a Shem Hashem, according to the Gemara in Menachos. And the best Raya is the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Again, you could deny all these Rayas. At some point, just say everything's Lavdavka. You're allowed to say everything's Lavdavka. I love you all the same if you think everything's Lavdavka. But hey, it could be that once you have a list of five or six things, they're Davka. What if Hoshe Yisrael B'Gufo? We're not going to, okay, there are children here. You know, we're not going to discuss the gory details of what happens to Hoshe Yisrael B'Gufo. But who are Hoshe Yisrael B'Gufo? What does the Gemara say? Who's Hoshe Yisrael B'Gufo? Karkafta d'lmanach tefillin. A head that doesn't wear tefillin. How about an arm that doesn't wear tefillin? Why is it a head? Now again, you could just say Karkafta's a head because we call people heads. It's Lavdavka, it means a person. Right? But it says a head. It's not coincidence. You know, the head taka puts on tefillin. An arm that doesn't put on tefillin is not poshi yisrael b'gufo. But a head that doesn't put on tefillin is poshi yisrael b'gufo. Why? The answer is pasha. An arm, it's a maisa tefillin to wear them on your arm. It's not a chalos in your guf. Big gufo doesn't mean using your guf. If a poshi yisrael b'gufo was using my guf, then almost all of it would be poshi yisrael b'gufo. What is, I mean, it could be, you know, they're just, this is a jargon. You know, every Aveira I do with my guf. You know, when I'm Chal Shabbos, I do with my guf. When I steal, I do with my guf. No, big guf doesn't mean using your guf. Big guf means it's on your guf. It's a halos in your guf. It makes a difference in your guf. Regular poshi shal just do bad masim, or they do like good masim. Poshi shal should have a gufo, have a different guf, have the wrong guf. Because the karkafta, the tefillin shel rosh, the halos in the guf. Poshi shal have a gufo. I don't have a guf with Shem Hashem Nikralov. That's a different goal. Tefillin Shel Yad doesn't have a totsah. It's not in my guf. Tefillin Shel Rosh is in my guf. You put all these rayas together. Notice in the Rambam, and Hilchos Tefillin as well. Right? What does the Rambam say? In Hilchos Tefillin, Lihaniach Tefillin Alar. He doesn't say that. Lios Tefillin Alar Rosh. Likashram al Hayat. Now you can say, what's the deal with the Rambam? He's just rewriting the Pasuk, right? Good enough for Hashem Isbar, good enough for the Rambam. But nonetheless, the Rambam doesn't rewrite every Pasuk. The Rambam rewrites every Pasuk in a way that expresses the halacha, right? The Rambam apparently thought it wasn't Stam, the Gemara says. You could have said, Stam the Chumash Tedub Sharta Bahayu. All right, we wouldn't really say that because you don't say Chumash Stam. But you could have said, yeah, to make some drush in the Torah Shabbal Pan, the Yud Gimel Midos, the Torah used these words, but really it meant the same thing. You know, that you could have easily said, right? But the Rambam says, no. Halachalam Maisa's Pshuta Kamashmah, would call Shrama Maisa, Leos, for them to be. It's a striking formulation. And if you just take that one step further, we know an Avel is not allowed to wear tefillin. Why is an Avel not allowed to wear tefillin? Because tefillin is Pe'er. Pe'er is a Totah. An Avel is not allowed to wear tefillin because tefillin is Pe'er. Which tefillin is an Avel not allowed to wear? Interesting question. The Rav Yah has an interesting girsa. Yerushalmi doesn't say Bavli just says Asher B'Tefillin, but the Rav Yah quotes in Yerushalmi, seemingly thinking this Bavli agrees. Just the Bavli wasn't so specific. It's not only the Rav Yah; it's some more obscure Rishonim as well. But I think the Rav Yah is the least obscure to bring this girsa. It's not an Yerushalmi, otherwise it would have just brought the Yerushalmi. Asher laniach Tefillin Barosho, Avel Asher laniach Tefillin Barosho. Ichse pe'ercha chavash alecha elu Tefillin. Chaim the Gemara Tidon. Chaim the Gemara Tidon. Okay, he thinks the Bavli agrees, right? Says the Rav Yah, even is the Yerushalmi, right? Now I don't remember if it's the Yerushalmi, but the Bavli says Chaim Gemara Tidon. You're almost not allowed to fill shal rosh. The deal is very clear. It's a lot of words. Fill shal yad. Why? Tefillin shal is a nice mitzvah. Why should he do all mitzvahs? All those chayvin mitzvahs. He's not owning that. We should make some fun of, but he can't have a totzah of pe'er. Only the tefillin shal rosh is pe'er. Tefillin shal yad is not pe'er. Therefore, an Avol can wear tefillin shal yad, just not tefillin shal rosh. And if you say, okay, but we don't paskin like the Rav Yah, but the Rambam have paskins like the Rav Yah. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, on Tisha B'Av we wear tefillin, right? What does the Rambam say in Hosta Nios? We wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av because we're not really an Avilus. We're just being yotzes high Avilus. We don't really feel like an Avil, right? Meaning for us, it's not a spirit to have pe'er on Tisha B'Av. Because, you know, the kosher we keep in the halacha of Tisha B'Av. We don't really feel like someone died. But the Chachamu Gedolim, who mamish feel like someone died, right, says the Rambam, what does he say? Umitzas Chachamim Noagin, Shalom Aniach Boats fill in Berosh. There's a minhag the Rambam brings down. I know it's not a minhag. You don't retill Shalosh on Tisha B'Av. Why? Okay, on Avelis, we're very, very machmer. You don't wear anything that's even affiliated with any type of Pe'er, etc. Right? But on Tisha B'Av, right? I'll say it a little better. On Avelis, it's also interesting. What does Mitzvah Chachamim know again? Okay, we discussed this once. I think it was after Sukkah. Maybe that was 3 years ago or so. It's a minhag not to wear tefillin. It's so funny. Usually Chachamim know it during Mitzvahs. What's the point? Mitzvah Chachamim, it's not that we're knowing not to wear tefillin Shabbos. The firmer you are, you don't do less tefillin. No, the Mitzvah Chachamim know it that they mamish couldn't have a chalos pe'er on them. The Mitzvah Chachamim were noheg that, they were really so depressed and downtrodden on and mourning on Tisha B'Av that it was impossible to have a chalos pe'er. That even if they put on the tefillin shel rosh, but kasha, how can you be knowing not to wear tefillin? It's not they were knowing not to wear tefillin, they were knowing that b'mtzias. They were depressed and rolling in the dirt. Ba'olabah for karmo. Rashi's lashon. They were knowing that b'mtzias, they mamish felt like they just had a chorban. Anyone who feels like they just had a chorban is putter and tefillin shel rosh. Why? Because it won't work. Because they can't have pe'er. They can't have an atara. It won't work. It's just not shayach. They were knowing to be in a situation where it's not shayach that was tzotzah. They still weren't tefillin shel yad. We could be using that ma'aseh mitzvah tefillin shel yad. They didn't wear tefillin shel rosh. Because tefillin shel rosh, the tzotzah is ma'akev.
And that's the only cure in tefillin shel rosh.
What?
That's the only cure in tefillin shel rosh that can't be tzedenim.
I didn't hear what you were saying. Well, just right. Let me just review because the hour's late, and then I'll try to take into account what you said. Maybe Yesh Lomar, very poshut based on what he said, what I said over here. Maybe you could say that the shel yad, the mitzvah is the ma'isa. The shel rosh, the mitzvah is the totzah. What are my proofs? What are the rayos? So, one day in Tosos about Shira, the lashon of the pasuk / the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, the Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha, right? The lashon of Pe'ercha Chavosh, Chavosh is only something to put on your head. The Atara, according to the Ra, Karkafta, Hoshe Yisrael Begufo. And the last two things are maybe in terms of Avelos, the Rav Yah, and the Minhag in the Rambam. I admit, mainstream Avelos were not Machalik. Okay, maybe Avelos are not Machalik.
Did we lose the broadcast again?
Yeah, it looks like it fell down.
That's it.
His phone probably went out.
Yeah, that's what I assume. It's got to be plugged in if you're using a hotspot.
So if you keep it up on your head or you keep it down on your arm?
The hotspot?
So if you keep the phone on your head or you keep it on your arm?
Which one's the hot spot, though?
On your arm, it's just the instantaneous thing, what you do. On your head, it has to be there altogether. It's...
Is the shear ended by default?
I would think so. I would think so.
Mm-hmm. But you probably can't charge up the battery again anyhow that quickly enough. Okay.